When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Errol from Aspendale. Welcome, Errol.
Good morning, Jared. Oh, it's a tough gig being a Bulldog supporter. I have the hierarchy at the club. I've just been listening to your editorial. I thought in his press conference, Beveridge foreshadowed the barrage you'll receive from the media this week. We all know I'm critical of his game plan, but I'm not sure he instructs his players to miss targets and drop marks they should hold and kick straight to the opposition. I think it's time for some tough love, which is not Beveridge's style. I'm wondering why the skills have dropped off to this level. I think some of the players need detention. Like JJ, Kumis, they say, oh, we hear really positive things from the club about them. I think they're looking at a lot of players, the positive things they do, and they don't look at the things that they don't do. It's time to focus on that. I hear from all the experts that games are won on defence. OK, that's an area that the Bulldogs for years have neglected. They don't seem to recruit that way. They just pick up people with who are really being delisted by other clubs. I look on the website. Now, there's a guy called Daniel Pratt, who I don't know. He's listed as a backline coach. Well, it's obviously not working. I think we need a strategic defensive coach, because I think that's where the greatest problem is, though there are quite a few.
Where are you in the equation of hope and belief, Errol? Is it seeping away?
I actually struggled when I was putting together my eight at the start of the season, and I just had the Bulldogs at eight, and I wasn't sure about it. I didn't have a high expectation. I didn't think we could. I look at some of those top teams. I didn't think we can beat them, but I didn't expect to lose to teams below us.
Yep.
So I'm thinking it's a whole reset. And I just feel for Bont playing his heart out, and for Treloar, how those guys keep going, I don't know. It must be demoralising.
Freddie's in Elwood. Hello to you, Freddie.
Morning, Jared. I'm a Doggies tragic and first time, long time. Just wanted to say I do absolutely love Bevo. And I think his record and statistics show that he's our greatest ever coach in terms of most ever wins for the club, most finals wins, the premiership, of course, grand final, and most sustained success area of the club of finals and contending. But I think my words, or two words, to sum up the current situation, I think, for Bevo are, he gone.
Jack's in Chernside Park. Welcome, Jack.
Morning, Jared. How you going?
I'm well.
That's good, mate. That's good. I called you a few weeks ago after the loss against Essendon. I was there. I was about to go in yesterday, and then I thought, 4 o'clock, I'll stay home with the family. And thank goodness I did, Jared, because that was... I ended up just cooking my meal prep for the week and listening to the commentary, because I couldn't really stomach it, the fast start, and then just allowing a rebuilding side like Hawthorn straight back into the game, and just absolutely no defensive integrity. The body language was putrid. In the off-season, we did a review to set us up for success. We got rid of people in the coaching ranks to get in people that will help Luke Beveridge set us up for success, and I think we're well off where we were last year as far as consistency goes. I think we're a worse side this year, and the fish rots at the head. And I publicly thank Beveridge for everything. brought us a premiership. It was one of the best days of my life. It was amazing. But that was 8 years ago, Jared, and footy moves really quickly. Bond's 28, 29. He'll be in his mid-30s before we know it. And if we don't take action now, I'm afraid that, I'm frightened he might get fed up and move on. But I don't think it's in his character at all, personally. But if we don't make change, and if action's the only way forward, and I think Luke Beveridge is on the chopping block now, Jared, I'm quite sick of it, to be honest.
Mark in Sydenham is on that Swans front as well. Welcome to you, Mark.
Good morning, Jared. How are you going?
I'm well.
Last week, I heard David King's comments on the Swans, and he said, we've got our rolling top four, and this week the Swans are fourth. And it's like the Swans have been second, but they've been ignored until they beat the Giants, which I don't understand, because they've actually beaten three teams in the top eight, and they've beaten ninth, and they've beaten tenth. But apparently, all those wins were before those teams were any good, or those teams weren't any good. I don't understand how John Longmire's coaching against the Giants hasn't been spoken about, because everybody's been talking about the orange tsunami, and John Longmire counted it, and he stopped it a few times with his tactics, and I think his tactics absolutely get ignored. But there's a lot of frustrated Swan supporters who don't see the team getting the recognition that they deserve.
Pete's in Geelong. Hello to you, Peter.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Well,
I'm hearing a lot of negative talk about the Bulldogs players. Now, I was there, and I've been to every Hawthorn game this year except the last week. Mate, the culture that we are building at that club with David Hale, Jack Gutson, Little John, Andy Collins, and Sam Mitchell, mate, I would want to play for those guys. They are building a beautiful culture. We saw young Dee have his first game, first goal yesterday. Mate, that was beautiful. There's all these old blokes, when they were clapping him in the game, they all had tears in their eyes. Because we all remember watching his old man run around when the Norse with medal. Mate, they were fantastic yesterday. And just watch out for these teams. They're going to cause a few more headaches for the rest of the year.
Jarvis in East Burwood. Jarvis, welcome.
Hey, Jared. Good morning, mate. Good to speak to you again. Firstly, happy Orthodox Easter, mate, to all of your listeners out there who are celebrating over the weekend. Laura Kane and the team at AFL headquarters, I know they listen to your show, mate. It was silly, dumb, lack of foresight to play the game on Greek Orthodox Good Friday. Any other date, it would have been over 95,000 crowd, Gerard. Dumb move, AFL. Now, the Blue Baggers, Gerard, it's a roller coaster of a season, the highs and the lows. I tell you what, I can't help but feeling the media, they keep overrating us. For some reason, I think we're a top two, top four team. I can't see it at the moment, Gerard. Our match selection, Arazio Fantasia, how he is getting a game at the moment, I cannot believe it. How they play him ahead of Matthew Kennedy, unacceptable. Zach Williams, Corey Durden, our bottom six players, Gerard, of our top 23, are very weak. Our coaching, no plan B, Gerard. All we do, we kick it long every time to Charlie and Harry. It's so predictable. May and Lever, this Thursday, they have a field day against us. Mark my words. Andrew Russell, he's accountable. Our conditioning coach, how many more soft tissue injuries are we going to have? Chera, Martin, Saad, McGovern, Motlop, unacceptable. Finally, Gerard, Peter Dacos, your actions after the game on Friday night in the box, acting like an imbecile, I thank you for the way you acted. We're going to use that footage, and that's going to drive us this year, and that's going to haunt you, mate. We are coming. Mark my words, Gerard, we're going to use that footage, and the Blue Baggers are going to get them when it counts in the final.
Kathy's in Keilor. Welcome, Kathy.
Morning, Gerard. We've got a good one. We've got a good one. Young Darcy Wilson. Oh, boy. Can he run, Jared? Can he run? And he played a different role this week. 21 possessions, 11 contested, 3 goals. And he proved how tough he is. Taken the heavy hit and he stayed on the ground. That's what we want. That's what we want at the Saints. So, well done, Darcy. Keep it up.
Michael's in Clyde. Welcome, Michael.
Morning, Jared. That gorgeous then, Janine, I think it was. Yeah, Darcy Wilson was a gun on the weekend. I want to talk about the Kangas. George Wardlaw, how exciting is he to watch? His start was impeccable. I thought he was going to take 3 goals there, but look, he didn't, and he played an awesome game, and that big bump on Wilson was incredible. look, I'm not feeling disappointed, not feeling happy, angry about the result over the weekend, a bit numb to losing now. But what I'm very pleased with is the back line. They've actually gelled really well over the weekend. Young Archer came in, was incredible on Owens. And look, our backs kept their big four forwards, Membry, King, Owens and Hayes, to 4-3 between them. And I think Aiden Corr played his best game for North over the weekend.
Pat in Brisbane. Welcome to you, Pat.
Hey, Jared. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to, Lions supporter here, obviously. Shout out to the boys that copped some injuries last night, particularly Link McCarthy and Darcy Gardner, two of my favourites. But, I just wanted to give some love again to all the debutants. As sad as injuries are, provides opportunities for new players to come through. I rang a few weeks ago, Jared, and spoke to Pipe Dwayne Russell, and I put her on the radar that Dane Zorko, I reckon, is a smoky for all Australian halfback flanker at his ripe old age of 35. Yeah. Go the Lions.